Well, I just want to say good morning to everyone. I just want to first give honor to Almighty Father God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I just want to give honor to Apostle Todd and Prophetess Manita. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to share today. I greet all of you, all of the elders and the leaders and the teachers and members of TGM in the name of the Lord. And this case study today, the base scripture is going to come from Proverbs 3, 5, and 10.
Amen.
And I want you to keep this in mind as I'm going through the case study. This scripture, Proverbs 3, 5 through 10, it starts with trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him,
Thank you, God.
he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And this is where our case studies about marrow come from. Proverbs 3, 5, and 8. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy sense and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Amen.
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 Okay. So my case study today is on Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
Amen.
Amen.
And our home scripture, the case study comes out of John 4, and I'm going to be reading from the King James Version.
Hallelujah.
And I'll start. So, John 4 and 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Now, the Lord took me to John 4 and 7. And it says, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Now, you may be wondering, what does water have to do with marrow? They're actually related. They're actually. The case study is going to be about how he's actually talking about marrow.
Come on
Amen.
now. Wow.
So he says, Jesus says, to the woman, give me to drink. When you study the word drink in John 4 and 7, that word means pino, which means to imbibe, to drink, to receive into the soul. What serves to refresh, strengthen, nourish it until life eternal.
Amen.
So, just from this definition, we know he's not talking about regular water because the definition says to receive into the soul.
Amen.
Now, from John 4 and 7, he took me to Proverbs 3 and 8. The definition of marrow. Marrow, when you study that word out, it means a beverage, moisture, drink, refreshment.
Wow, God.
The root word of marrow comes from shakwa, which means to give to drink, cause to drink, water, to be watered. or to moisten. So when Jesus said unto her, give me to drink, that was a similitude, meaning give me marrow.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
John 4 through 9. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, axes drink marrow of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Amen.
The Samaritan woman asked this question based on her own understanding from what she knew about her culture and the way that things were done in her society. She tells Jesus about a custom that she understood to be true in her life, that the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. She tells him about this rule in the world after Jesus shows up immediately and begins to speak to her outside of her mindset, outside of her norm, her culture, her origin, her thoughts, her ways, her own eyes, and outside of her DNA. Jesus did not treat her like a Samaritan. He did not act like a typical Jew towards her. Her question speaks to her curiosity and her interest. Jesus got her attention by operating outside of the norm, outside of anything that she had ever experienced before. He did something different.
Interesting.
Her question here is proof that the needle of God was pointed at her joint, ready to be inserted, and Jesus was getting ready to do surgery on her.
Amen.
Amen.
In John 4 and 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. In Hebrews 4 and 12, it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any other two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Jesus was speaking directly to the soul, spirit, joints, marrow, thoughts, heart, substance, essence, origins, and DNA of the Samaritan woman. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God, meaning if you had revelation, if you had discernment, or if you had a transfusion. Transfusion meaning a head knowledge, a divine understanding, a memory of the gift of God. He was saying to her, if you could perceive who I am, if you could acknowledge me, if you could discern who it is that is speaking to you and the gift that is available for you to receive from me, if you could know the pino of God, that I have the drink, the marrow, that I have to give you to receive into your soul that which serves to refresh, strengthen, and nourish it unto eternal life.
Oh, bless God.
Amen.
Jesus confirms here that there is a gift of God available and that he is the one who has it. He says to her, if you had this understanding, thou would have asked for it and thou would have received it. This is proof that Jesus has a transplant available.
Amen.
This is proof that he is ready to give it if we can acknowledge what is available. If we can believe that we can go to him and ask for it. The Rhema word, which is Christ, is our living water. It is our drink. It is our marrow.
Amen.
God.
Now, if we go to John 4:11, It says, the woman saith unto him, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep, from whence then hast thou this living water? Verse 12, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? The Samaritan woman continued to ask Jesus another question about the living water, which shows that she wanted more because she inquired further. Oh. This can be applied to us when we get into the Rhema word and only spend time in it on a surface level. If we want more from God, we must dig deeper into the well of living water.
Amen.
And seek more. Amen. Ask God more questions.
Amen. Amen.
We need to know that God is greater than our forefathers. He's greater than our past. He's greater than our understanding of our family legacy and family history.
Hallelujah.
Mark 4 says, with whatever measure we meet, it will be met back unto us. Dig deeper.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
The Samaritan woman asked Jesus, art thou greater than our father Jacob? Meaning, she was asking Jesus, are you stronger? Are you larger than my ancestry?
Mm.
Are you stronger than my forefathers?
Good.
She was questioning his marrow.
That's true.
That's good.
She was asking him a question about his origin in comparison to her own origin, her roots, the knowledge of her beginning.
That's good.
We know that in Christ, we are born again by the Rhema word with an incorruptible seed, according to 1 Peter 1 and 23. And that our spiritual DNA is greater than our earthly corruptible seed, which is the earthly DNA from our family bloodlines and the original sin of Adam. In John 4 and 13, we see that the Samaritan woman gets a transfusion. John 4, 13, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Bless God.
The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Wow. The Samaritan woman believed that Jesus had living water because she finally asked for it.
Mm.
So here we see that the eyes of her understanding were opened by God to see him and discern it.
That's so good.
Yes, it is.
She believed because she asked. She believed that Jesus had something that would quench her thirst and change her life permanently.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
She desired to thirst no more. This is a proof that a transfusion took place because she finally asked him for a drink.
Thank you, God.
She finally asked him for marrow. She asked him for a change.
Yeah. Ooh, boy, that's good.
John 4 and 16 says, Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that saith thou truly. After he says this to her, the woman says in John 4:19, the woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. The Samaritan woman says this to Jesus, which is proof that a transfusion was taking place. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to her. Marrow. It was the living water beginning to work.
Oh, that's God.
It was the drink of God's power beginning to work on her heart and her mind on that surgery table. It was God's power opening her spiritual eyes to see who Christ was in the spirit, opening her ears to hear the truth that was being spoken to her, the truth that was being revealed about her, the truth about the gift that Jesus had. She was receiving the needle of God that was piercing her flesh, aimed at her joint, and it was inserting his drink, his marrow, into her heart, soul, and mind.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's God.
In John 4 and 20, she tells Jesus, our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus says unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. And then he tells her in verse John 4 and 22, you worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. And in verse 23, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, key verse. Verse 25, John 4, 25. I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. In verse 26, John 4, 26, Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he.
Hallelujah.
So from this is where we see that the woman gets a transplant. In John 4 and 28, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things that I ever did, that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Verse John 4 and 30 says, then they went out of the city and came unto him. Here we see an exchange of measures.
That's good. Jesus.
After the transplant, the Samaritan woman no longer needed her water pot, and sure, she left it behind at Jacob's well. Why?
Amen.
Why did she do this? Because she became a water pot for Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
She became a physical container for his right, living water.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
That's why she left her water pot.
Hallelujah.
She was physically transformed by his drink, his marrow.
My God.
Her body.
Amen.
Became his body.
Hallelujah.
His well became her well. Out of her belly flow rivers of living water. When this happened, she demonstrated by leaving her water pot at the well that she now had her own well of water to draw from. And it was now the living water coming from the inside of her. This is proof of a transplant.
Amen, God.
Christ Christ promised to give her the gift of God if she asked him for drink, and it was fulfilled. She was transformed by the renewing of her mind. She received his drink, his marrow, and this fresh infilling of living water became her new source of life, power, strength, and vigor. This is the same marrow that we are promised.
Jesus.
Before the transplant, she believed that the Messiah would come again. She had faith from what she had heard about him from her forefathers. This was by head memory, but she did not know who he was when he was standing right in front of her.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
She could not see.
Hallelujah.
Jesus told her, you worship, you know not what. And that was her state before the transplant.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
After the transplant, she accepts and acknowledges that Jesus is the Messiah. And he directs her path. She stops calling him sir and starts calling him the Christ.
Come on now.
Her Amen. Language changed. Her actions changed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This Amen. Shows us that she now understands. She now knows who and what he really is. In spirit and in truth, she got the revelation. She got the marrow transplant. We know that her surgery was completed because she then goes and tells others about Christ, the who. And she testifies about all he has done, the what.
Amen.
This is proof that she had a permanent marrow transplant and not just a transfusion.
It's good.
Bless God.
Very good.
Amen, Lord God.
She went from having a head rhema, which is knowledge of God by memory, a surface level understanding, to a marrow rhema, which is knowledge of God by instinct, its spirit led works and speech that prove your faith. Amen.
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 Now we see the Samaritan woman gets aftercare. We go to Luke 22:31-32, which says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thou faith fail not. And Christ tells him, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So another way, applying that scripture to this case study, another way that we can tell that her transplant was completed and that she did the aftercare, as mm-hmm. soon as she leaves Jesus yep. and the water pot at the well, she immediately becomes an evangelist for Christ in Samaria that strengthens her brethren.
Amen.
That's right.
He said, when thou art converted, strengthen your brethren. That's Amen. What she did.
Yes, she did.
She became a joint in the body of Christ.
I did.
She allowed her joint to supply. She immediately is converted and starts giving the living water that she has received from Christ to other people. She helps others hear about the gift of God. The drink, the marrow that is available from Christ. She operates in the body to bear witness and testify of his works. She
Amen.
Was kingdom-minded and honors the Lord with her substance. She becomes a faithful servant spreading the good news of the gospel. She becomes a child of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now we see the Samaritans in the city So she goes and she tells other people about Christ. We see the Samaritans in the city receive their own transfusions, their transplants, and then they do aftercare. So then we go to John 4, verse 39 through 42, and it says, "And Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified. And she testified, telling people, 'He told me all that I ever did.' So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days.
Amen.
And many more believed because of his own word.
Amen. And
said unto the woman, 'Now we believe, not because of thy saying.'"
Amen.
Hallelujah.
"For we have heard him ourselves and know."
No.
"And know."
Amen.
"And know." Yes. "That this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world."
Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Mm-hmm.
So here we see the Samaritan woman does aftercare and stays in Rhema fellowship by telling the men in her city about Christ, which draws these men unto him. From hearing her testimony, they then go and seek Jesus for themselves. Then they ask him to abide with them. Their desire to remain in the presence of Christ and fellowship with Christ is so strong that his intended departure from the city is delayed for 2 days. This is proof that the transfusion and the fuse from the transplant process was working. These men then testify of themselves that they believe on him from their own personal transplant and life experience, and not just by her testimony, which was a transfusion. This shows that their marrow was transformed too. Amen.
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 So then we have proof that one transplant changed Samaria, Sychar. John 4, 5, and 6 says, "Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son, Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there." When I looked up the word Sychar, that means a city, that the word means city, it means drunken.
Praise God.
Sychar means drunken.
That's awesome.
So when we go back to study marrow, I'll just repeat again. Marrow means a beverage, moisture, drink, refreshment. The root word shakar means to give to drink, cause to drink, water, to be watered, moisten. The root word of shakar means to become tipsy, to satiate with a stimulating drink, influence, to be filled with drink, to be or become drunk or drunken.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
To be intoxicated. To cause to be, to make oneself on oneself, to make one drunken drunk.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so that gives us proof. John 4:39 says, "And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified." John 4:41 says, "And many more believed because of his own word." And in closing, after her conversion, the Samaritan woman became the catalyst to spark a revival in her city. Many Samaritans in Sychar became drunken. Sychar was a city that was permanently changed by one woman who received one marrow transplant and did the aftercare to become one of God's most influential progeny in her city. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
It's my case study.
Praise God.
Wow.
Amen, Lord God.
Wow. If that didn't show the totality of it, man, that was great. Yes. That yes. showed the fullness of the actual transplant. And that was really something. I love even how you got down to towards the end, where at the end, where it saturated to the point that others became drunk with it. They were drunk because of the new wine of the spirit. They were drunk because of her transplant. They were drunk because of their own transplants. And that was really, really powerful. I also want to point out one point that she said that, Lord, give me to drink so that I don't have to come here to draw. And you could see that Jesus gave her her own supply coming from her when she went into the city and shared. I also like the fact that she shared with the same. She went to her nemesis. Mm-hmm. She went and was so filled. And Javon said that she changed because of the transplant. Now, this woman had an issue with men. She had a problem with men. She had lust towards men. But she went right to where her problem was, filled with the new DNA of God, and was able to minister. Now, these guys know who this woman is, but the anointing and the change was so relevant and so powerful that they didn't even look at her and judge her for who she was.
Yes.
They heard Christ. Yes. And it tells you that it wasn't coming from the head. It was coming from her marrow.
Jesus.
This, you can get head knowledge from a Christian and hear head knowledge, but when you hear rhema coming out of the marrow, it's a different sound. They had to come and inquire. And so that was a powerful, powerful study.
Awesome.
Javon, that was really, really,
amen.
That was tight, right, for real. And I tell you, because it really showed everything in what we go through. And the Lord told me, he said, in these case studies, in anyone you see in the Word that ends up following God, you'll be able to really track their transplant. You'll see it for everyone, for every person that came unto Jesus in the Word. You'll see it. You'll even see it in Old Testament people that were following God. Not because of the law, but they followed God because of God. You can see the change. And I'm saying that to say this to you that are on the line. You better believe that if they got their change, you're going to get your change too.
Amen. Amen.
You're going to get it. Just do like the woman did. Do the aftercare. Continue to do the aftercare. You may fail one day, but listen, get up and do the aftercare. And allow his marrow to take over and allow it to really become greater, because in that transplant, what takes place is the blood cells of the donor outgrow your old blood cells. And that's what the aftercare is doing. So don't worry, take heart, be encouraged, because you are going to have your change. It's coming for all of us, praise God.
Yes, God.
Excellent, Javon. I can't tell you enough how really that was well done. Very well done. I mean, just really pointed out everything. Then you see it spread to the body of the folks in Sychar. Mm-hmm. You see it spread. You could tell her joint began to strengthen them, and it spread beautifully. That's what, man, from A to Z, that's what this is all about. That's what it's all about. Praise God. Anyone else want to say anything concerning it?
Amen. It was awesome.
Yes, it was. Beautifully done.
Amen.
Amen.
Glad to see.
Really, really good.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Boy, you could see the transplant. Mm-hmm. You could see it. I love how Javon pointed out the change of language. She stopped calling him sir and started calling him Christ. You could just absolutely, if you imbibe that case study, you could really see.
Yeah.
I want to say this, and it's going to sound strange. I saw I saw physical change in that woman. Mm-hmm. I didn't just see a spiritual change. But I saw where it began to touch in her flesh. Paul said, the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. This woman, this marrow transplant hit this woman to where it changed her flesh. It changed her soul, her sarx was absolutely changed. And it affected not just the place of the spirit, because Peter had a moment in the spirit when he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. But Peter didn't have that instant change like this woman did. Peter then began to talk in his flesh again. And then that's when the Lord rebuked him and called and said, Satan, get behind me, because Satan was still having some of his marrow was still working in Peter. This woman had an instant change.
Amen.
My Amen. God, that's so good. That's so, so good. Amen. Amen. Well, if no one else has a comment, I'm just going to pray and close out the word. But Father, we just want to take the moment here to glorify you for adding to us today, for increasing our faith in our own transplants that are taking place. We see how you moved and how you did for the Samaritan woman. We see how powerful you were in one foul swoop, just one.
Yes.
And Lord, we want that same anointing working in us and on us too. We want the same change to where your marrow just takes completely over. And we are opening ourselves up to this, Lord. We are wide open for this to take place. We are embracing the change. And we're giving you glory because of the health and the strength and the wisdom, the courage that you're giving us. We give you glory because, Lord, we do see it happening. I wouldn't mind you speeding up the process in me like you did with her. I wouldn't mind it at all, Lord God, to where you take over completely so that I have nothing left of my old self. I wouldn't mind it, Jesus. We wouldn't mind it, Lord. We open our hearts to you for you to be able to do that. To bring us over, Lord God, do a decanter, what he spoke about. Pickle us so we can never go back to the cucumbers that we were. Pickle us, Lord God, so our DNA is forever changed and it can never return to where it was. So we give you glory for it and we embrace it, Lord God. Thank you for your word. We give you praise for your word. Now do it in us.
Thank you, Lord.
Do it in us.
Yes,
finish God. What you started in all of us. We praise you for it, Master, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And everybody that agreed, just say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. We're going to honor the Lord in our giving. If you have a seed for the